Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Did the boyfriend get a job coming down on the text line? That's an important question. He has a job, right?
He's figuring things out.
Oh, Lord.
He's Avery, figuring
that
things
means-
out.
Avery.
Yeah, like, no, Avery. Not at the moment. Yeah. He does get money every month, but, like, he's not working at the moment because he's trying to figure life out and what he wants to do and all that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Avery.
I'm really glad
Avery,
that's a class ring.
Run.
Yeah.
Run.
I'm so glad that's a class ring.
At least he's not dumb enough to cheat.
We think.
Oh, no, he is. He doesn't understand flirting. He's oblivious.
Okay. All right. I hope you're right.
He is not dumb enough to cheat because he knows I'd be on the next plane. I don't care how much it would cost.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Whoa. I miss Dan Issel's voice.
Recovered.
Whoa, that's great. It's a round table. Your honey, Anna's stunned.
I'm speechless.
She's speechless.
I was just hiding under the desk.
She was. She's hiding.
I missed the combination of all three.
Oh, it's great. Texas says, what happened to Avery? She's still here. She's still doing the thing. She's program directing and all kinds of stuff. She's still bouncing around. So Avery's
she's
still
not
here.
She's not on the air anymore.
She's not on the air anymore. Exactly.
I tried to get her on the air, but, you know, she's like, no.
She's good. She did her tour of duty. She's fine. It's the round table here on ESPN 680, 105.7. James Strebel, Anna Trullo with you. James Black producing today's effort. I want to say thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Perfect for your next tailgate party. You get 10 boneless wings and wedges for only $9.99. Okay, it's a hell of a deal. 10 boneless wings and wedges under $10. Order online, wingzone.com. Three area locations in Metro Louisville, including the James Strebel Memorial Wing Zone right by Holy Cross High School.
I've been talking about that
That's why I said it, because I knew you would appreciate that.
I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah. It sounds like I'm dead, though.
I know, but
like,
that's okay.
Memorial. Like, I'm still alive.
I just have a statue of you in there. That is the... I just keep thinking about it. It's an intrusive thought.
I wish they did have a statue of me in front of that Wing Zone.
Maybe, James Strebel Memorial Wing Zone.
Maybe one day I'll have a statue. All right, 437-9680. James is getting Ty Spalding on with us. Okay, we have Ty, so let's go ahead and bring him on. Let's start the blitz. Ty Spalding, CardinalSports.com. Ty, hello, sir. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Can't complain.
Good. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, Ty. Now, you there for a while. You were a man about town. You were going on bachelor parties, golf outings. I mean, the PGA Championship. You were everywhere. Any big plans for Ty Spalding this beautiful weekend? Didn't know if there's any bachelor parties or golf outings that you're going to.
I have a date with Nolan Lake actually this weekend, so we'll be heading down there tomorrow and Should be a great weekend on the water.
There you go, little Silver Bullet Saloon.
Heck
yeah. I hear that little J Spa, Ty Spalding. To say I'm not jealous would be a lie. I'm jealous. I'll be in Greenwood, Indiana at a softball tournament. So that's where I'll be, Ty. One day, you'll be 42-year-old sitting at a ball tournament on a beautiful weekend. So just buckle up, big boy. It's going to happen.
Hey, we could be interested in a ESPN Louisville outing down there. Do some radio spot trade outs. Maybe Diener can work some magic there with a little trade off with a little partnership there. We're open to business.
Oh, I'd love it. Diener, if you're listening, you heard that. Nolan Lake, Silver Bullet Saloon, have an ESPN Louisville working weekend, but a fun weekend with a little employee outing. How about that? An employee business trip.
A work retreat.
Work retreat. There you go, Anna. We'll do a trust fall. Diener will do a trust fall off the boat. We'll catch him. It'll be fantastic. It'll be fantastic. All right, Ty. All right, let's jump into it, Ty. We'll do football first. As summer continues to creep up, football becomes the main story here for you guys. You've got a pair of commitments. Was it last week? Got some commitments, and then you've got some big visits. I saw you tweeting this out on the horizon. So what's going on in terms of the 2025 class, and who else Jeff Brohm's bringing in for visits for the Louisville football team?
Yeah, so they got Antonio Harrison Mayo, local kid, three-star. They actually, a big development happened with the recruitment of another male product, Isaac Sals. I believe him and Louisville are decided to not continue that recruitment. So it looks like it's going to be down between Kentucky, South Carolina, and Miami. So that's another development on the local recruiting front, one to watch for Kentucky. But they're not having any visitors this weekend. The class is, from my understanding, is approaching pretty full. They do have a four-star receiver that announces at the end of the month, Paul Jenkins from Florida. And I believe they have a commitment in the hopper. But hasn't been announced yet. But overall, the 25 high school class is coming to a completion, and it's looking like the trend of being portal heavy is going to roll on for another cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's where Jeff Brohm has really made his bread and butter at U of L. He really likes the transfer portal, so we'll see how that goes. We'll continue to monitor that as well. All right, we'll flip to basketball then. Announced this week, the ACC-SEC Challenge. You get Ole Miss in the building at the Yum Center. Obviously, when they make these matchups, they try to do the best, most entertaining thing possible. If it's not the basketball on the courts, also the side storylines. But, with this, you have Pat Kelsey, new head coach at Louisville. Chris Beard, a guy that was probably open to some bigger jobs, and Ole Miss locked him up. But a guy that a lot of Louisville fans wanted. Even two guys around here, Mark Blankenbaker, Justin Sofro, were loud and vocal about getting Chris Beard on staff here. So, interesting tentacles in that game as Chris Beard and Ole Miss come to the Yum Center, and another golden opportunity for Pat Kelsey to get a big win early in his tenure at U of L.
Yeah, another storyline, it kind of flew under the radar, but Dre Davis actually went from Seton Hall to Ole Miss this spring.
So I forgot about that. You're right.
He will be making his return to Louisville as well, but this non-conference schedule is really shaping up. I think I like the Ole Miss at home because there is a few storylines, but more than anything, it's a winnable game.
Right?
A road trip at Auburn or a road trip at Alabama, you're probably going into the season thinking that's probably a loss. Tennessee at home and Ole Miss at home, they're great non-conference games, but they're also games that you feel like you should be able to win, especially on your home floor. So I do like the way this non-conference schedule is shaping up. Obviously, Arkansas would have been a little bit more amusing, but Ole Miss is a team that, has a little buzz behind them with Chris Beard, Trey Davis coming in. They're probably not going to be ranked, but any winnable game that you can add to your non-conference, that's a a Power Five team. You know, I like that. So there's not too much to complain about on my end for Ole Miss being the choice, given just the fact that it's you need to pile some wins up to get the fans back in the Yum Center. And I think that's going to be a game where you should be able to win.
Well, as you approach this, you know, the offseason now, where all the players, we played some sound earlier before you came on, Ty, of Pat Kelsey saying now all the players are there. Corinne Johnson was the last player to arrive yesterday because they have that quarterly system in Washington. But, you know, instead of looking at the schedule under Kenny Payne and counting losses, now, you know, it looks like you're trying to count some wins. How important is that for Louisville fans' psychology going into this season?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was, you know, the obviously the matchup with Tennessee came out of nowhere, and then, you know, you have EKU, Morehead State, and Winthrop as well. You know, those are obviously mid-major teams, but those are a step above what mid-majors were coming in here under Kenny Payne.
Oh, 100%. Those are mid-majors that tend to make the tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was honestly kind of surprised at the way this schedule shaping up, because I would think no matter how you get them, just getting off to a good start would just really relieve some PTSD from the last 2 years. So if you stacked up 5 or 6 wins and got off to a 5-0, 6-0 start, to me, no matter who you play, I think just the fact that you win some games would really help fans' psyche. But if you add some wins over some notable names, I think they could amplify it even more. So, you know, I think it is going to be key to getting fans back in the Yum Center. I'm curious if it's going to be a wait-and-see for fans or if it's going to be immediately from the jump. But this non-conference schedule sets up to where you're not going to just sit here and just, you know, go into games and just assume that the non-conference is going to be a walk in the park, per se. But to your question, I'm a little surprised at how aggressive they're being, just given the fact that I think some early wins could go a long way toward restoring some goodwill to this program. But again, to getting fans back in the Yum Center, it's going to take some non-conference scheduling that you normally wouldn't do. So I do see both sides of the equation here.
Ty Spalding with us. Two more for you, Ty, then we'll get you out of here back to your day on Thursday. You know, there's no secret that Louisville's trying to get Memphis back on the schedule, and what an interesting thing that would be, as they've been conference foes multiple times, you know, Conference USA, Metro, and then I forgot the American Conference as well when Louisville spent that 1 year there. But again, another curveball thrown. I mean, you have Penny Hardaway, obviously, but now it appears that there's some smoke around Nolan Smith joining that staff. So talk a little bit about, if you can, whatever you know about getting that game and how soon that will happen.
So my understanding is, like, this is Louisville's their side of the table has they've you know, put everything out there, and they have the green light. They will do anything to get this going. So my understanding is, if this doesn't happen, it would be on Memphis's side. So
okay.
It looks as if, unless, you know, Memphis does something or doesn't agree to a certain stipulations, that this will happen. And you know, I don't know what to believe with the Nolan stuff out there. We already had one report come and go. But I did think it was funny that, you know, Memphis fans, and I saw Memphis fans tweet on June 6th that anybody who hires Nolan Smith is a complete fool. Hopefully Penny sees this. He would be the type of guy to hire him. And then, sure enough, a week later, this report surfaces. So, I mean, look, that's a match made in heaven right there. I don't really know other way to put it. But, you know, if Nolan comes back to the Yum Center, it wouldn't quite reach Kenny Payne levels of entertainment, but it would be something for sure. And I hope this gets done, and I hope Louisville continues to schedule aggressively.
Yeah.
Because, look, you know, one of the big reasons, you know, just from speaking from personal experience, you know, we had, you know, basketball season tickets for the longest time, for probably 30 years. And when these non-conference schedules got so soft, my dad was like, you know, I don't want to pay for you know, October, November, December, 3 months of home games where, you know, there's not really much for me to go and see. So I think when you look at the way they're scheduling, I think it has a lot to do with giving fans some initiative to get into the Yum Center early on in the season, not just when conference games roll around.
Last one for you, Ty. Appreciate the time. From all appearances, it looks like Dan McDonald's here to stay. NIL's changing for UofL baseball. You feel good about this and the latest development, Dan McDonald remaining as head coach at Louisville?
Yeah, I do. I do think that was the best option for all parties involved. I think he's built up enough goodwill. I think he's the way he gets out in the community, you know, everything matters. Obviously, winning and losing matters more than anything. But Dan's an extremely likable guy. The results have been there, and maybe this was a good reset button for both parties. You know, I think Zion Rose was probably their best underclassman player from this past year. I believe he's playing for Team USA, and I believe he's coming back. So, you know, I think this is a good reset for both parties to get on the same page. And ultimately, I don't know how much better Louisville could do than Dan McDonald. Obviously, they're a little tied up with how much they're paying him and maybe a new
sure.
coach. They could pay a new coach less and use some of that leftover that would have been they would have been paying Dan to go to NIL. But overall, I think this is the right move for both parties. And look, I tweeted it out. Man, watching these college baseball games in June, you know, it really, you know, during the fog of fall and winter, I don't really get into baseball, but watching these games on TV has really kind of made me miss postseason baseball being a thing at Louisville. And, you know, I'm not one that follows every game or anything, but, you know, I've been out there for some super regionals in the past, and this year more than any, just watching the rest of the country play, it's really, I don't know, for some reason, I'm kind of more invested in baseball getting good again. I don't know if it's just been Kentucky or just the crazy game,
sure.
the Clemson-Florida game, but I don't know, the dead bog of summer where there's not many sports on, it sure would be nice to have, you know, some college baseball to watch around here. So I'm hoping they get things back on the right track.
Absolutely. All right, Ty Spalding, appreciate the time. Enjoy Nolin Lake, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, see you guys.
All right, coming up next, Cam Drummond from the Lexington Herald Leader. Cam, good afternoon. How are you? You're in Florida, right? You're basking in the sun of Florida, or are you on your way back?
No, I am basking in the sun and the sleep deprivation that is having taking an 8 a.m. flight from the war zone and known as the Orlando International Airport back to the bluegrass. So you're getting the very last ounce of hopefully competence from me before sleep and just rotting on the couch for the rest of the day. But
good for you.
I'm here and I'm fired up. So let's go, Streber.
Okay, let's go. So you were in Florida at a big AAU event with Mark Pope and a host of others. What did you see? Who is Pope targeting and who stood out to you?
Yes, I was down there for the NBPA Top 100 camp, which is really one of the best, you know, AAU circuit kind of spring summer evaluation events that you can attend and that exist for a variety of reasons. First off is that it's the best of the best there. You know, obviously there are some kids who have obligations or commitments to other events. For example, we just had the FIBA under 17 or under 18 America Cup wrap up. So that took a couple players out of the talent pool. But regardless, this is an event littered with 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, you know, it comes in kind of a weird time during the recruiting calendar, but there's a 2-day exception. So on Tuesday and Wednesday, coaches were allowed to be in the gym. So everybody who was anybody was there, you know, Dan Hurley, John Calipari, Mark Pope, all three of the Kentucky assistants that could go out of recruiting, Nate Oates, you know, basically every single high major school in the country had the head coach and several assistants there to watch the players in action. One of the players I've already focused on and on the articles I've published since being down in Orlando is on Malachi Moreno, mm-hmm. a standout big man from Great Crossing High School who became a priority target for Kentucky. lucky in the class of 2025 when John Calipari was the head coach, and that has very much continued under Mark Pope. He and I talked a little bit. He explained how Mark Pope's kind of laid out the vision for him already, you know, despite being very busy with the transfer portal and assembling the team for next season. Pope has taken the time to have conversations with Moreno, you know, feel him out, explain that he's still very much a wanted and key part of what Pope hopes to assemble for Kentucky's 2025 recruiting class. Kentucky also dished out a couple offers while they were down there as well. One of them is to Dwayne Aristode, who is a five-star small forward in the class of 2025, originally from the Netherlands. He plays up in the New England area at Brewster Academy, which is a prep school. Super talented player, very versatile, has a really unique kind of, you know, backstory to basketball. He's part Ivorian as well, from Africa. So hope to have some stuff on him over the next couple days. And also the offer that I think a couple more people took attention of was to Chris Stanak Jr., who's out of Isidore Newman School, which is a high school down in New Orleans that produced Peyton and Eli Manning.
Okay.
He's a four-star power forward, just an absolute monster of a kid. He's 6'10 already, class of 2025 prospect, led the NBPA top 100 camp in rebounding. Super versatile. Nice. We're talking about being able to switch the one through the five, you know, hit the three ball, being able to defend pick and rolls, initiate pick and rolls, has a bit of handle and shot creation as well. You know, he was out there averaging double doubles against some of these other top elite recruits. So, you know, and more offers will continue to trickle out of this in terms of Mark Pope and his staff furthering conversations, building relationships, you know, and getting those offers out to the 25 and 26 prospects. But if anything, it showed that Mark Pope and this Kentucky staff, you know, despite, you know, maybe not leaning into the freshman recruiting as much as John Calipari did, still have the full intent to recruit quality players to Kentucky from these traditional prep school pathways. You know, it's not going to be like Pope is settling for three or four star players if he can help it. He's going to be dishing out scholarships to these high four-star, five-star prospects and trying his best to get them to Lexington over the next couple years.
Yeah, definitely sounds like Mark Pope's not going to change things up on the recruiting trail, continuing to go after the best of the best the way John Calipari did while he was here. And, you know, he just got back from Argentina as well, getting eyes on Jasper Johnson as the USA won gold there. So as much as you're traveling, Mark Pope seems to be doing the exact same thing and hitting the ground running. So it's good to see. One of the main questions about Pope, and you know this, Cam, was, you know, how's he going to recruit now that he has more freedom than he had at BYU? And he seems to be answering those questions resoundingly early on in his tenure. We'll see if he can land some guys. Now, as you are preparing to nap the rest of the day and enjoy yourself instead of traveling on a plane, who's out there in Omaha for the Lexington Herald Leader? Who drew the straw to go out there?
So yeah, we once again have John Hale handling
it.
John Clay as well, I should mention, handling most of our baseball duties. They were phenomenal as I was following from afar during both the regional and super regional rounds. And for anybody who I'm sure there's a fair amount of people out there in Big Blue Nation who are maybe kind of just getting wise to the Kentucky baseball team now. Obviously, this is a historic run, something that kind of more or less came out of nowhere for them this season. I'd really instruct them to go to Kentucky.com/sports and check out
yeah.
a piece that John has up today, which is basically a player-by-player listing of who you need to know for this college World Series run. Obviously, they're going to get at least two games in Omaha.
Sure.
And Kentucky has been pretty consistent so far. They've played basically the exact same lineup in terms of field position players and batting order through all five of their NCAA tournament games so far, and they've won all of the games so far as well. So you're going to get the rundown on all the key players to know, you know, guys like Ryan Waldschmidt, the outfielder who's still coming back from a torn ACL, who's on pace to hit, you know, something insane this year, like 350, and is considered their top MLB prospect for this summer's draft. You know, their French-speaking second baseman, Emilian Petre, who went from very, very lightly used freshman when I covered the team back in, I think it was 2022, to now a guy who's hitting .298 with a team-high 25 stolen bases. And then, of course, Devin Burks, who I think a lot of Kentucky fans got introduced to last season during that, you know, home regional against Indiana. Really the guy that Nick Mingio Stone and everyone on this team to a man describes as the heart and soul. And, you know, even if it doesn't show up in the box score every single night, the guy who is really the engine, the calming influence, the passion behind this Kentucky baseball team. So we've got that. We've got details on how making the Cal's World Series affects Nick Mangione's contract. We've got John Clay and Mark Story opining about how, you know, maybe we never thought we'd see the day where Kentucky baseball reached this stage. Obviously, they're the final SEC school to make it to Omaha. And, you know, I think if you ask many Kentucky fans, you know, honestly, even as recently as earlier this year, they probably didn't care a ton one way or the other how much baseball success the Wildcats had. But obviously, it's something, you know, Mitch Barnhart as an athletic director takes pride in all of the sports that Kentucky has, all the Olympic sports, you know, especially some of the non-revenue sports as well. It's not exactly like baseball was a gigantic moneymaker for Kentucky over the, you know, really existence of the program. But maybe that's starting to change now. And I'm sure Kentucky fans are all who are going out to Omaha for the College World Series, they're starting to become familiar with that Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge as well. And post a good number on that scoreboard.
Yeah, Anna really wants to go out to Omaha.
I just want
to
compete.
She just wants to be in the Jello Shot Challenge.
I don't even care if I see baseball. I just want to see Jello Shots and make my mark.
Last one for you, Cam Drummond, then I'll let you rest. ACC-SEC Challenge has the Cats visiting Clemson. Obviously, they weren't going to play Duke because they played them in the Champions Classic to start the season. And then last year, they played North Carolina in that barn burner of a game in the CBS Sports Classic. Is there any intrigue other than Clemson is fresh off an Elite Eight in this game? Because, I mean, it was kind of like a wet blanket to me. Again, I know why they're not playing Duke. I know why they're not playing North Carolina. But at least give us Virginia or something. But Clemson, this doesn't personally move the needle for me. What about you, Cam? Is there anything intriguing about this game other than it's a challenge against a conference foe?
Yeah, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to write home about in terms of any of these matchups once you get past the headline makers that are Alabama at North Carolina and Auburn at Duke. I mean, obviously, you guys in Louisville probably know all too well about the simmering subplots about why Arkansas-Louisville isn't a potential game, and I don't think Arkansas-Miami is necessarily getting too many people excited either. You know, nothing else really jumps off the page. I'm sure we're going to get a Sonic ESPN blockbuster shoehorn somehow by them lying to us that Syracuse, Tennessee, or Virginia, Florida is a good game. I mean, from the Kentucky perspective, look, you know, maybe it's not going to be a super I mean, if you think back to last season, Kentucky was a super inexperienced team.
Right.
The biggest concerns in the offseason was just how many big-time, big-name opponents they were going to have for such a young roster and how they were going to respond to it. Now, those questions were answered relatively quickly, you know, based on that first half they played against Kansas and how well guys like Shepherd and Dillingham and you know, even to an extent, Antonio Reeves and Trey Mitchell settled in and proved that Kentucky could hang. Next season, there's going to be some questions, but just in a different way, because you're going to have a new coach, new playing style, you know, guys who have quite literally never played together before on a basketball court. So maybe it's not the worst thing in the world that Kentucky isn't going to face, you know, a complete murderer's row at every single turn. And obviously, there's, you know, some notable news hooks with Clemson coming off one of the best seasons, if not the best season in program history by reaching the Elite Eight. You know, there'll be, I'm sure, some fun photos tweeted from Little John Coliseum to see if it's actually at capacity for that game.
Right.
You know, how
I'm
much
sure it will be.
Does get in. Yeah, because that'll be right in the thick of a football season, obviously, for Dabo Sweeney and the Tigers. But, I mean, nonetheless, it's a road test. You know, obviously, games in the net with the quad rankings, you know, kind of grade out a bit more favorably if you're playing on the road. Kentucky should have plenty of college basketball experience to where an environment like playing at Clemson won't necessarily faze them. So, you know, it's definitely not super sexy. It's definitely not super appealing. You can't try and spin that any other way. But nonetheless, it should be maybe more manageable than any of the other potential matchups could be. And, of course, you're still getting Duke in that Champions Classic beforehand.
Right.
So the true barometer of, you know, Kentucky going up against an elite, blue blood, name brand school, you know, that question will be answered before this game. So it's not necessarily like that's taking that opportunity off the table, which I suppose can be, you know, of some solace to someone who's a bit disappointed by this matchup.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It could end up being a very valuable win come tournament selection time. Well, Cam, appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your day. Relax. Have a cold beverage. Take a nap. Watch some, I don't know what's on tonight for you to watch. There's no NBA for you tonight, even though I'm sure you don't want to watch that last game in Dallas as your Mavericks just woo Feluka's defense. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that, Cam.
Just you and Brian Windhorst and everyone else have so much to say.
Man.
You all just,
Windhorst murdered him.
He went nuclear.
Yeah. He went nuclear. All right, Cam, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man.
Good talking to you guys. Y'all be good.
All right, there we go. There goes the blitz. A good blitz there on a Thursday. Little alert, those of you out listening and driving, currently I-65 southbound is shut down at Hospital Curve due to a commercial vehicle that has lost its load. Expect delays as we enter the rush hour, and there will be traffic backups as the junction and crossing the bridge. You'll have to use the Jefferson Street exit, okay? So all of you out there listening on the road. So,
buddy. Thoughts and prayers.
I feel like every time I drive around here, there's some type of catastrophic accident or they're doing road work somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's always something. It's always something around here. So those of you out there, be careful. We actually, after the break as well, we have some explosive sound that will play that involves Marshawn Lynch. I love Marshawn Lynch.
Me too.
I'm a big Marshawn Lynch fan. I don't know how you couldn't be a big Marshawn Lynch fan. He says whatever's on his mind. He doesn't care. And those are my favorite kinds of people. Tester, Pat Kelsey recruited Malachi Moreno's brother at Winthrop, so family already knows Kelsey. Yeah, they're both going after that same player, Pope and Kelsey. So that'll be a recruitment battle there. Tester, Kelsey looks like he put together a roster better to take on Silicon Valley than win a basketball championship. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means.
What do you mean by
but
that?
All right. Texter, I solely blame myself for the loss to Wisconsin. It was the first game I watched after I got out of Navy boot camp. Sorry, BBN, I lose sleep from this. Well, thank you for your service,
it's
number
about
one.
Time that you took credit for that.
Yeah, and your apology's accepted. It's accepted because
we'll let it go this time.
Yeah, you served our country, so we'll let it go. All right, let's take a break on the other end. Explosive Marshawn Lynch sound. Shout out to Louisville, the number one security company here in Louisville and in Kentucky as a whole. Over 350 five-star reviews and counting on Google. So check them out. They're locally owned and family operated for over 35 years. Their technology is second to none. High resolution cameras they can see at night. It's not just a little camera by your doorbell. They can go in depth. They can monitor any part of your home, front yard, backyard, inside, outside, whatever you need. And it's not just your home either. It's your business. If you own a business and you're looking for a security company, call Sonatrol right now. They'll cater to both. They have technicians that'll come service your system down the road if anything's wrong with it, okay? The SonatrolKY.com or give them a call 502-966-8999 for your company security needs.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Currently, I-65 southbound is shut down at Hospital Curve due to a commercial vehicle that has lost its load.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now, here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
We have to do it. We have to do it. Those are the rules. I understand the rules. I get it. But, it's the Round Table here on ESPN 680, 105.7, the NBA
I'm
Finals.
I'm laughing because Anna didn't catch it until now.
No, I did. I just have poker face.
She did have a good poker face. Like, she didn't make any type of... I was just reading...
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, okay? I don't think you caught it either.
I actually didn't catch it, but I just read the tweet that LMPD put out. I'm trying to help the people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Direct from the source.
Yeah,
trying to be be your source for traffic.
I'm trying to be a good Samaritan.
A good reporter.
Yeah, and do the traffic report because we are journalists here.
Yeah, so many texts, not about the traffic. So.
Yeah, I know. It's all about the load. I understand. God. But the NBA playoffs, NBA Finals play-by-play brought to you by Bairdo's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. And UPSjobs.com probably have one game left in that series as the Mavs just continue to be terrible. So, the Celtics will be crowned NBA championships. Okay, so 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. We were sent some sound by our good friend Tanner Brutomesso. I alerted everyone to this before he took a break as I see Russell Wilson in a Steelers uniform. Man, that man's going.
So
man,
weird.
He's going bald. The hairline is receding big time. So
I keep forgetting he's with the Steelers.
Yeah, so do I.
It
I
looks
forgot about
so
it.
Weird.
It looks really weird. He looked weird in Broncos gear. Steelers gear just is bad. But
just imagine Sierra just up in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, yeah. Sierra. Now Sierra's like, I'm going to stay in Colorado, big boy.
I'm going to stay
in Denver. Yeah, you have fun out there in Steeler country with your baldness. But we had some sound from Marshawn Lynch. Apparently, the story is he's having a football camp, right?
I'm so mad about this.
Which is great. You know, Marshawn Lynch, you know, reaching out to the youth, you know, being a mentor to the young kids trying to get into football. And apparently, he cussed at some campers.
I love the caption on the tweet. You know, if you don't want your son.
Yeah, go ahead and read it, Jane. Yeah.
Don't come to my camp.
Yeah, if you don't
I
want
love
your,
that.
Yeah, what's exact? He's right. He's Marshawn Lynch.
It would be an honor to be cussed at by Marshawn Lynch.
If I was a little kid and I was at football camp and Marshawn Lynch cussed me, it'd be a badge of honor.
Heck yeah. I bet these kids are embarrassed of their moms.
They probably are. So apparently a pair of moms were not happy with Marshawn Lynch and the language he used with their little babies. So let's go ahead and play the sound. Now, I haven't heard this yet, so it'll be the first time we've all heard this sound together. Let's go.
Hey, now, maybe you should just let them know. They're all in tears.
Is there a man here with you?
Yeah.
I do. I cuss a lot.
Every one of them.
All right, that's okay.
No, my son's in jail.
Is there a man here with you?
No.
Is not a man here with you?
But I'm here.
Why?
What does that matter?
Because
my son is leaving. I don't care. It's my son.
Okay, so tell them. I'll tell them that if they're not doing what they need to do, then yes, there's consequences to that.
Yeah.
If it takes that amount of time for. When I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences, like push-ups, like running laps.
Like telling them to get away from your drill.
Like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating. Get the out of my drill. Get the out of my drill or whatever it takes to get my drill.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine being that entitled that you walk up and say that to Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
I can't wrap my head around. I love that he was like, is there a man here with you? Because he's like, obviously these people do not know who I am. Like, do you have a husband who can respect what I am?
Yes, exactly. Not only that, like, hey, like, look, this is football.
The fact that he gave them the time of day, I would have looked at them and walked right away. I'd be like, you are not. What in the disrespect? Also, I bet their kids suck.
Oh, I bet their kids are little jerks.
I bet they're little crybabies.
Little crybaby jerks. And he's like, get the bleep out of my drill. And anyone that's, look. Anyone that's been to, I've been to football camps. I've been, you know, I've played many years. If you're not getting cussed out by a coach, you're not really at a football camp.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That shouldn't be part of the culture it is. Sorry. Grow up. It's football. This ain't patty cake. This ain't cricket. This ain't horseshoes. This is football. And Marshawn Lynch is a football guy.
Yeah.
And if your kid is in his drill, not doing the right thing, is like, get the F out of my drill. I support Marshawn Lynch. I do. I support him.
I support him with everything that I am about. Like,
yes.
I just can't even imagine. I like how he too was like, he's like, sorry, I cuss a lot. I would have been, he handled that. He gave them so much more time and attention than I would have. I would have looked at them and literally just walked away.
Like,
I would have said, don't bring your kids back.
Yeah, here's your refund, get away.
Can you imagine approaching Marshawn Lynch and saying that? Like, I cannot wrap my head around that.
Continuing
to fight him. They're like, what does that have to do with, oh man, I'm mad. I want to find them and yell at them.
Yeah.
All of our Little League coaches cussed us out bad and they were not Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I had Little League volunteer coaches like youth football coaches that were just that weren't Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
And an old guy named Buddy coached me when I was in
he
like.
He said, "My son is crying. Don't take him to a movie then."
Yeah, it's also yeah. Like,
take him to the ice cream shop.
That you feel so entitled to go up and tell Marshawn Lynch how to run his camp.
Yes,
ma'am. Have you ever done a football drill ever?
And how to coach your son?
Yeah,
like he's coaching your son to be a better football player.
Angry about it.
And like, your son's probably uncoordinated
to be cussed at yeah. by Marshawn Lynch.
I want Marshawn Lynch to tell me eat the F out of his drill.
Yeah.
I just
want to steal a golf cart with him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want to do.
It was just that's just awesome sound for Marshawn Lynch.
It enrages me. I'm so mad.
You're really upset about it.
Yeah. What is wrong with people?
They
have some respect.
Everybody has to be mad or offended about something.
You think you have the right to go do that?
Everybody's mad and offended.
Bless
and again,
it.
It's football.
I'm happy he's doing a football camp. I thought he would be done once it was over.
Yeah.
I would have been.
Yeah, me too.
Look, these guys that go back and that do these camps just mm-hmm. out of the goodness of their heart, you know, kudos to them.
Heck yeah.
If I was a major athlete and I'm retired, like I'm out. Like
yeah.
See y'all later.
Yeah, I'm
hopefully
relaxing.
I'm smart with my money
mm-hmm.
and I invest it well. And I'm not saying he's not. Apparently he's
no,
good.
He's good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. Like
I just remember him showing up to games like I'm ready in the second quarter now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that man.
He's the best.
Ever.
I actually
also,
loved him.
I just like you are doing your kids such a disservice. You are getting in the way of him being coached by Marshawn Lynch. Like, you're ruining his life. It's get out of your kid's way.
And it's parents like that send an email every time their kid's grade goes down
yeah.
1 point. And
uh-huh.
then you're like, hey, you look, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yeah.
sorry.
Is that just one of those things? What's that saying? It's like, I didn't give them this grade. They earned this grade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the grade they earned. It is what it is. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm not doing this because I like all the kids I teach.
Yeah.
Like I do. On a personal level, they're all awesome and we get along great. And like, but I can't just sit there and just like hand out A's to everybody.
Yeah.
That's not reality. That's not the real world.
It's awesome. Not a favor.
And Marshawn Lynch, if you stink in his drill, you stink in his camp. He's going to tell you, you're not doing it right. Get out of here.
Yeah, and if it's not for you, then don't go back to the camp. Don't
exactly.
make them change the whole camp because your feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
100%.
Makes me mad.
If the kid's like being singled out, he's all the kids are crying. Like, okay, let's see video of all the kids crying, ma'am. I want to see all the kids crying because they heard Marshawn Lynch say the F word.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they probably say worse to each other.
Guarantee.
Like, I know how, like, 11-year-olds speak to each other. Like,
yeah.
I know. I know what the music listen to. I have a 12-year-old. Like I know.
Yeah.
And I know what they're listening to and talking to each other and how they speak to each other. They've heard worse from their friends.
It's like, get a real problem.
Guaranteed.
Get a real problem.
You're exactly right.
Please.
Get it. Now, again, if the coach is like making an example out of your kid and picking on your kid,
mm-hmm.
like there's a distinct difference between you're messing up, you know, get the bleep out of here, do something better, or run a lap or whatever, because mm-hmm. then, you know.
Does that lady not know he's an Applebee's spokesperson?
Yeah. Ambiance,
damn
decor.
Right. Yes,
that's
right.
My
Applebee's.
Favorite video ever. He's like, I'm coming here for the ambiance and the decor.
It's eating good in the neighborhood.
Love
that's
it.
That's what Applebee's.
I just want to go home and watch Marshawn Lynch videos forever. Have you seen the one where he's in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. It's great. He's a man of the world.
He's so awesome.
How long has it been since you've been to an Applebee? Last time you were at Applebee's.
Whoa.
It's been a long time.
Probably like fourth grade.
Man, there's one on Dixie Highway that's still around.
It used to be my favorite 20 years ago, the Riblets Chicken Basket.
Oh, it was good.
I haven't been in probably like since I was in fourth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Been, now, another one that popped up, so Applebee's, it's probably been about a good 10 years since I've been in Applebee's. Another one that popped up last night in our chat. Tumbleweed. When was the last time you've been to a Tumbleweed?
I love Tumbleweed.
Like 7 years ago.
Who was I talking about? I was talking to somebody about Tumbleweed, and man, that used to be the spot. Like,
I
you
love
know, after like grade school football game.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, the one on the river was cool.
Yeah.
Then there's that one now. It's always like a ghost. It's like a mom's music now over on Melwood. Used to be a Tumbleweed there, but it looks like you can't change the
outside
yes,
core
the
of what it looks like. Yeah, you know what a Tumbleweed.
How many Tumbleweeds are left? Like isn't there one out Bardstown Road? Maybe?
There's one on Dixie Highway. I think there's still one on Dixie Highway. There's one, Texture just said Fern Creek has one.
Yeah.
There's one right by me where I live.
Now.
There's one 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And we go, not a lot, but we go.
I want to go. I bet they have good margaritas.
Margaritas are good. Their queso is good.
Their
burritos are good.
So
yes.
Good.
I love me some Tumbleweed.
Oh, heck yeah. I just always remember if I went, I would want to get like a kid's coloring like menu.
Oh yeah,
they always had the best crowns, man.
Oh yeah, they did. You'll like this, Anna. Okay, so this was funny. This is way back before my wife and I were dating, but I actually took a girl there on a date once.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's tumbleweed.
Somebody take me to tumbleweed.
It worked out.
Free tonight? I want to go to tumbleweed.
We dated for a long time.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, you'll like this story too. So, all right, so it was this girl I used to work with her. I used to work part time at Hibbett Sports.
Okay, yes.
While I was teaching, and so it was just part time summer gig, just keep me busy during the summer. I met her there. She was there. She was in college at the time. She worked part time for the summer, then went back to school. Then she ended up coming back here, and she was asking me about places to live.
Yeah,
because she's gonna some of her family lived down the South End. So this, that, and the other. So I was like, shoot your shot. So I went and was like, hey, anytime you want to go out and hang out or whatever, like, you know, I'm cool with that. If you're cool with that. She was very receptive. Like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, she's probably waiting for you to ask her.
So I guess so. So I was like, well, let's go. Because I think it was Pirates of the Caribbean 2 or 3 had just come out.
Oh, la la. So I was like, cinema.
I was like, let's go. I said, you want to go to Tumbleweed and go see a movie? We'll go see Pirates of the Caribbean or something. And she was like, sure.
Yeah.
So it was my last day of school.
Okay.
Last day of school for the summer. We got out like 11:30. So I said, I'll meet you there at noon. This, that, and the other. And so I set the date like a week in advance.
Yeah.
And then my good friend Lance texted me earlier that day and was like, hey, do you want to go golfing this afternoon? And I was like, yeah. I was like, that sounds great. He's like, I got a tea time. And I was like, I got a date with the girl, though. I was like, but we're supposed to go see a movie, but I'll probably just go to lunch with her. And then.
Yeah.
So it gets better. So we go. Have a great time. Have a great lunch and all this stuff. We're supposed to go see Pirates of the Caribbean, and I don't bring up the movie. And I'm hoping she doesn't either.
No, you're cringing.
Hold on, wait.
Cringy.
Right, it's cringy. Okay, so I didn't even like notice. It comes together nicely at the end. I'm not even noticing like what she's wearing. Okay, so this is what happened.
You didn't notice she was dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, you'll like this. Okay, so we eat lunch. Everything goes well. Then I'm like, well, you know, this was a lot of fun. Let's meet up again sometime. You know, I hope you had a good time too. And it was like very cordial. We hugged afterwards. So I'll go out and I golf and I have a good time. So later on that night, she texts me and she's like, did you really have fun? I was like, yeah. I promise you, I had a really good time. I want to go out again.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I was worried because we didn't go see the movie after I
poor thing. I knew she was going to think that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I played stupid. I was like, oh.
It's the worst thing you could do.
I know. I was like, oh, I forgot about the movie. And she's like, she even had like some house. She had like some pirate themed jewelry on.
No.
That I didn't even notice.
Okay,
I didn't
that's
notice
a deep
it.
Cut, though.
It was a deep cut.
She's wearing my sword earrings.
Yeah, I don't know what she was wearing. Like pirate. Like she's like, you didn't.
She had like one of those like hook hands and like a parrot on her shoulder. She had an eye patch on.
She was like, you didn't notice my necklace, and I was like, ah, I didn't.
Not that you don't always.
So.
Stop.
So our next date, we end up going. We went to the zoo.
Okay,
went to the zoo together. Yeah, went to the zoo. We had a good time. We dated for, you know, months or whatever. And then we ended up breaking up. But I took a girl. All the textures like, it's low class, Strebel. You're a low class Dixie Highway pig. It's
that
like, well,
blows my mind that
worked.
Someone would say that.
It worked.
Like, where are you taking people on dates? You probably don't even go on dates.
Oh, Eddie Merlot's. Like, all these textures are my first dates. Eddie Merlot's. And my first date is Ruth Chris and Jeff Ruby's. Like, well, I took a girl to Tumbleweed and they rocked.
I have never been on any type of first date. Like at a fancy restaurant,
right? Because they're supposed to be casual.
Yes, because you're just getting to know each other.
Exactly.
And it's supposed to be fun, low key,
no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, you're not trying to build it up too much.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro,
I am.
I'm convinced these people don't date. They're like they're already married or something. They don't know.
They don't remember
what it's like in the trenches. Okay?
Exactly. You do.
I know.
You're in the trenches.
I'm taking a break from the trenches.
You're taking a little good for you. You need a little break from the trenches.
If anybody wants to go to Tumbleweed. I will go there. Absolutely.
You can take it.
Might mess around and get engaged at a Tumbleweed.
Exactly.
Did you ever come clean to her and tell her what really happened with the goal?
Yeah, I told her eventually. Yeah.
Because you, man, all you had to do was tell her. I bet she would have been cool. But then
she would have been
thinking
cool.
It was her.
Yeah.
She thought it was her.
She thought it was her. And then when you play dumb,
she's probably like, this guy either has amnesia or the cognitive like thing
dissonance.
Not working.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
But no, see, I came clean to her later and she wasn't mad.
I wore my pirate jewelry. Like, yeah. Was your great grandfather a pirate? Like,
I don't know. I don't know where someone gets pirate. And she's like a fashionable person, too, which yeah. surprises me.
Yeah.
Like, she's really into, like, she like modeled in college and
what
stuff.
Oh,
and was
so
like,
she's good looking. Oh, heck yeah.
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 So, but it was just funny because she was like, you know, fashionable person. I was like, why are you wearing pirate jewelry? Where did you get pirate jewelry?
Just imagine her showing up with an eye patch.
Did you get it out of like a quarter machine?
You got it at Disney World.
Did you get it at, you know how Tumble used to have those like quarter machines?
Yes,
you get like stickers and stuff?
Remember those little ones they used to have? They're called homies. It was like these little.
Oh, yeah.
Little figurine guys.
Yeah, yeah. I remember them. I was like, did you get the pirate jewelry out of one of those quarter machines?
Yeah. Where did you acquire this?
I don't know. I don't know where she got it.
How do you come across pirate jewelry? She even wore her pirate themed jewelry.
She did.
And she was probably went home.
She was all in on it.
Yeah, she was all in on it.
Yeah.
And then you just, I knew she was going to ask you that and be like, did I do something wrong? You got in her head so bad. But look, maybe it worked. Maybe. Yeah. It probably wouldn't have been healthy, but it worked. Sometimes those mind games.
It worked for a while and then it didn't work.
And then it didn't work.
And then it didn't work. Which was fine.
For the best.
She's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yes.
I'm extremely happy. Four kids later, I'm extremely happy.
I think you made a great choice.
I made the best choice.
I'm like, tell me who. Let me pray to Corey. Let me have that choice too. Come on.
Text her. You can't set the bar Eddie Merlot's high on a first date. I used to take my wife there for our anniversary until the polite. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to skip that one. Text her. Can't imagine Anna just straight face asking a tumbleweeds waiter for a margarita in a kid's coloring menu. LOL.
Obviously, you don't know me.
I'd like a strawberry margarita frozen and a kid's coloring.
A few more crowns.
Yeah, exactly. You have any more blues back there. Text her.
You got any fresh blues?
Anna, I wish someone would take me to tumbleweeds. Also, Anna, I was on a yacht all day yesterday at Captain's Quarters.
It wasn't. It was with Andrew Bush's family friend. It was
exactly.
A sailboat.
It wasn't a date. It wasn't.
No,
it was just
it was
a fun
not.
On a fun on a boat.
Oh,
Texter, they used to have all you can eat chicken fingers on Tuesday nights at Applebee's, and it was fire. They were actually good. No, they had very good
all
chicken
you can
fingers.
Eat chicken dinners.
Oh yeah. Oh,
in this economy?
Exactly.
Not anymore.
There's no all you can eat. You see Red Lobster's like out of business because of the all you can eat shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Like
yep.
It ran them out of business.
Yep. Man, Cheddar Bay Biscuit. Those are so good.
Oh. It's like Red Lobster, it's America.
Yeah.
If you give us all you can eat anything, we're going to take advantage of it.
Your life.
This isn't Italy or
no.
France. Like, we're going to eat all your shrimp.
Have you seen us?
Texas Treble, can you even get one sentence out without interjecting? Yeah. Yep. Right. Ten
Me?
Times per sentence. This is not listable. Then don't listen. And quit texting the show. You text every day.
Sorry.
If you don't want to listen, and you come on here and you do this for 3 straight hours, let's see how. I'll keep a tab on you. How about that? I'll take a tab. I'll keep a tab on you. How many times you say yeah? If you don't listen to it, it's not listenable. Change channel. I don't give a damn.
Man.
Listen to Ennis. He's got Pat Kelsey on. I don't give a bleep. I really don't care. I don't need your. It's not constructive criticism. That's being a jerk. You are a jerk. Go away.
I'm an active listener. I just like people to like.
Well, they listen every day. That's the thing. Is like people that criticize. The show, but still continue to listen. Obviously, I'm doing something of value that you like. So if you want to pick that apart, kick rocks.
Anna, I think listeners just want this reaction. But
for
well
sure.
No, it is. No, it is. They're poking the bear.
I think that's just being a good listener in a conversation. It's showing you're interested and engaged in what people are saying.
Yeah.
I can't see the text line, Anna.
What'd you say?
You can't see the text line.
No, thank God.
There's a text about you I love. It's about Tumbleweed. And I'm not going to read it all, but it says, Anna, stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed.
No promises.
Tumbleweed on an outer loop and one on Bardstown Road at Butchel.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed, Anna, stay off the weed. My first date was with new drive-through girl who wanted to know how to sharpen the spatula by the cook. I don't know what that all means. I don't know what it means. I'm moving on. I didn't even finish it. Enough with the Reed Shepherd talk, please. Dude choked epically bad in the biggest game of last season. He finna get that work like every ex-Wildcat from the Cal era gets in the NBA. Just ask PJ Washington. Well, how about we ask Jamal Murray? How about we ask Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? How about we ask Anthony Davis? And by the way, PJ Washington's in the final. Where's Donovan Mitchell? He's at home crying. That's what he's doing. He's crying at home. Donnie never made a finals. He's a bum. He sucks. He always needs help. Get out of my face with the ex-Wildcat BS. Take a break.